faith, and good morning to you. This is Art O'Hellier coming your way. Music for St. Patty's Day here at Party 93.4. We're going to start out, and then I'll tell you something about the lovely lady in a few minutes with Maureen O'Hara. But first of all, I want to open with this. It's called Ireland, and it's written by an Irish lady, of course, named Mary Hurley. In Shannon and in Dublin Town, at Cork and Galway Bay, in Limerick and Waterford, 'tis a special holy day. And folks in Tipperary and Killarney and Kildare, in Kilkenny and Innisfree, bow their heads in prayer. They all thank the Lord for sending St. Patrick to their shore, for Erin's children are his own, now and forevermore. The great voice of Maureen O'Hara is singing, Come Back to Erin, Mukushla.
Come back to Erin, Mavourneen, come back Aroon to the land of thy birth. Come with the shamrocks and springtime, Mavourneen, and its Killarney shall ring with a mirth. Sure, when we lend you to beautiful England, little we thought of the long winter days, little we thought of the hush of the starshine over the mountains and over the bay.
Mile-long, an arm's-length-long list of things I could tell you about Maureen O'Hara. She was born Maureen Fitzsimmons in the Dublin suburb of Rande on August 17, 1920. Her father was in the clothing business, and he also bought into the Shamrock Rovers Football Club, a team Maureen O'Hara has supported since childhood. Her mother was an operatic contralto, and from the age of 6 to 16, Maureen O'Hara trained in drama, music, and dance, and at the age of 10, joined a theater company, worked in amateur theater in the evenings after her lessons throughout Ireland. But Maureen O'Hara's father insisted she learn a skill to fall back on, so she enrolled in a business school, became a proficient bookkeeper and typist to fall back on, but then she was dictating notes for John Ford, of all people, for the screen adaptation of Maurice Walsh's short story, The Quiet Man, in which she ended up starring, along with John Wayne, of course. And to me, that's in the top three movies of all time, The Quiet Man. In 1947, Maureen O'Hara made what is perhaps her second best remembered film, Back of the Quiet Man. She starred as Doris Walker and the mother of a young Natalie Wood in Miracle on 34th Street. And that was released in May, believe it or not. It's become a perennial Christmas classic. She has a lovely singing voice, and she returns to the microphone, Maureen O'Hara, for St. Patty's Day. Nora Lee, and Once I Loved a Boy.
Beside a small green hill, 'neath a rowan tree, sang a blackbird soft and low, sang of Nora Lee. Nora Lee, Nora Lee, laughing through the fair. Springtime goes the way you go, and swallows fill the air. Though beside a small green hill, many blackbirds sing, only your sweet voice I hear. Take my marriage ring. Loved a boy, and a bold Irish boy, who'd come and would go at my request. Now this bold Irish boy was my pride and my joy, and I built him a bower in my breast. But this girl who has taken my bonny, bonny boy, let her make of him all that she can. And whether he loves me or loves me not, I will walk with my now and then.
Ah, Maureen O'Hara. What a lovely lass she is, huh? Mm-hmm. Still around, too, thank goodness. Ended up with an airline that her late husband had formed down in the Caribbean and did a lot of flying. The song I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen, sounds so Irish, doesn't it? Well, the facts are this. It is not a tune of Irish origin. It was written in Plainfield, Illinois, by a school teacher named Thomas Westendorf in 1875. He was a music teacher. And the first performance of that tune was in the Plainfield, Illinois town hall. I'll take you home again, Kathleen, across the sea so wild and... Oh, my goodness, so much a mess to go across, yeah. That's not it. Westendorf wrote the tune for his wife, Jenny, while she was visiting her hometown of Ogdensburg, New York. So, it may not be an Irish-written song, but you must admit, the lyrics are beautiful. I'll take you home again, Kathleen, across the ocean wild and wide, to where your heart has ever been, since first you were me bonny bride. The roses all have left your cheek. I've watched them fade away and die. Your voice is sad whene'er you speak, and tears bedim your loving eyes. Oh, yes, I know you love me, Kathleen, dear. Your heart was ever fond and true. I always feel when you are near that life holds nothing dear but you. Oh, I will take you back, Kathleen, to where your heart will feel no pain. And when the fields are fresh and green, I'll take you to your home again, Kathleen. This is the Irish tenor, Frank Parker, with this beautiful song.
Across the ocean wild and wide, to where your heart has ever been. Since first you are my bonnie bride, the roses all have left your cheek. I've watch them fade away and die. Your voice is sad whene'er you speak, and tears bedim your loving eyes. Oh, I will take you back, Kathleen, where your heart will feel no pain. And when the fields are fresh and green, I'll take you to your home. Fresh and green, I will take you to your home again.
The background song for the Quiet Man movie, The Isle of Innisfree, is a song composed by Richard Farrelly, who wrote both the music and lyrics, and he got the inspiration for Isle of Innisfree while he was on a bus ride from his own native Kells, County Meath, to Dublin. The song was published in 1950. I consider this the most beautiful Irish song ever written, and the vocal is by Anne Buckley.
Sure.
I have so many popular, so many favorite of the popular Irish songs. But this one was the instrumental music that you heard in the background of the great movie with Maureen O'Hara and, of course, John Wayne, The Quiet Man. These are the Dublin Pub Singers. They put vocal words to it, and these are glorious. I have to recite them for you. If ever you cross the sea to Ireland, then maybe at the closing of your day, you will sit and watch the moon rise over Cladda and see the sun go down on Galway Bay, just to hear again the ripple of the trout stream, the women in the meadows making hay, and to sit beside a turf fire in the cabin and watch the barefoot gossoons at their play. For the breezes blowing over the seas from Ireland are perfumed by the heather as they blow, and the women in the uplands digging praties speak a language that the strangers do not know. And if there is going to be a life hereafter, and somehow I'm sure there's going to be, I will ask my God to let me make my heaven in that dear land across the Irish Sea. The Dublin Pub Singers and Galway Bay. You are tuned to Party 9304. I am Art O'Hillier. I can't make him more Irish than he is. He is Scott McWilliams doing all this spinning for us. And this is Pat O'Harrington. No, it was Pat Harrington. Harrington's Irish enough in itself. Singing of a beautiful girl named Peggy.
Seamus O'Shaughnessy sure is in love with a collie named Peggy O'Toole. In spite of his mother and many another, the lad is in love. What you gonna do,
Peggy?
He's in love.
All the boys in Dublin town are begging for your heart.
What you gonna do,
Peggy?
He's in love.
Sad it is to see you pushing round that heavy cart. All the Jims and Johnos begging for your hand. Could you, like a boy like me? All the Tims and Danos tell me how I stand.
My mother's been warning me. What you gonna do,
darling?
He's in love.
Say your name would look so swell linked up with O'Shaughnessy.
What you gonna do now,
Peggy?
He's in love, Bob.
It would be an awful shame if you don't marry me. My name is O'Shaughnessy, sure I'm in with a colleen named Peggy O'Toole.
Peggy O'Toole.
And I have my rivals, but heavens above, my mother says I'm a fool. What you gonna do,
Peggy, sweet Peggy? All the boys in Dublin town, they're begging for your heart. Sweetheart, Peggy, sweet, sad it is to see you pushing round that heavy cart.
Ooh. All the Jims and Johnos begging for your hand. Could you, like a boy like me? All the Tims and Danos tell me how I stand.
My mother's been warning me. What you gonna do,
darling?
He's in love.
Say your name would look so swell linked up with O'Shaughnessy. Peggy, it would be an awful shame if you don't marry me.
Marry me.
That was Pat Harrington, and sure, and you all remember Carmel Quinn on the Arthur Godfrey Show. Oh, I listen just for her every day to hear her sing an Irish song. And here's an Irish song with Carmel Quinn, Doonaree.
If you ever go to Ireland, I'm sure you will agree to take the road from Dublin town way down to Doonaree. And when you find the wishing well beyond the chestnut tree, in a shady nook by a winding brook, will you make this wish for me? Oh, to be in Doonaree with a sweetheart I once knew, to stroll in the shade of the leafy glade where the rhododendrons grew, to sit with my love on the bridge above the rippling waterfall, to go back home never more to roam, is me dearest wish of all. And if you take the hilly path to the woods where bluebells grow, where we as barefoot children played so many years ago, you'll find a slumbering castle there, entwined in memory. Beneath the spell of the wishing well, will you make this wish for me? Oh, to be in Dunaree with a sweetheart I once knew, to stroll in the shade of the leafy glade where the rhododendrons grew, to sit with me love on the bridge above the rippling waterfall, to go back home nevermore to roam, is me dearest wish of all.
That was Carmel Quinn, Dunaree. And this, of course, is Party 93.4. I'm Art Hillier, your host at this time every week. We love to get together with you, and I love to do special shows for you. This one for the Irish, the St. Patrick's Irish, of course. You always have to have a bagpipe around. This one's name is Rob Crabtree, and he is the number one all-time holder of gold medals as a bagpiper. And he's going to do whatever it is when they bagpipe. And they, have you ever asked them if they wear anything under their kilts now, lad? Morning has broken. The gold medalist bagpiper, Rob Crabtree.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rob Crabtree. We were going to be bringing Carmel Quinn back here before the Party 93.4 microphone again. I'm Arto Hillier with you, and Carmel Quinn with Spinning Wheel.
Mellow, the moonlight shines beginning. As close by the window, young Eileen was spinning. Bent o'er the fire, her blind grandmother sitting, was crooning and moaning and drowsily knitting. Merrily, cheerily, noiselessly whirring, spins the wheel, swings the wheel, while the foot stirring, sprightly and brightly and airily ringing, thrills the sweet voice of a young maiden singing. Eileen, a choral, I hear someone sighing. That is the sound, mother dear, of the summer wind dying. But Eileen, I surely hear somebody tapping. That is the ivy, dear mother, against the pane rapping. Merrily, cheerily, noiselessly whirring, spins the wheel, swings the wheel, while the foot stirring, sprightly and brightly and airily ringing, thrills the sweet voice of a young maiden singing. There's a farm at the window, 'tis the farm of her true love. As he whispers to her, I am waiting for you, love. Get up on the stool, through the lattice step lightly, and we'll roam through the woods while the moon's shining brightly. Slower and slower and slower the wheel spins, lower and lower and lower the wheel rings. The maid slips right out to the arms of her dearie, while her grandmother sits in the firelight so cheery.
That was Carmel Quinn, the lover voice. Roger Whittaker was born in Nairobi, Kenya, part of the British Empire, on the 22nd of March in 1936. He's a musician, singer, songwriter, teacher, plays a guitar. And he became Irish because Whittaker met Natalie O'Brien in the spring of 1964, and they married on the 15th of August that year and have five children. Listen to where he lives, though. Don't tell me he's not converted, anyhow. Roger Whittaker, all these recent years, has been living in County Galway, Ireland, close to the River Shannon. And he's going to be singing for us of Danny Boy.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside.
Lovely.
The summer's gone and all the flowers dying. 'Tis you, must go and I must bide.
but come ye back when summer's in the meadow, when all the valley's hushed and white with snow. Tis I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you so.
Faith, that was a fine Irish song, fine Irish lasses. Maureen O'Hara is going to join us again. Where else is found the endearing smile, the hand clasp of the Emerald Isle, the nearness to a storied past, the dream, the thought that comes so fast, the underlying magic heard in Irish song, in Irish word. And the Irish words of this Irish song are sung by Maureen O'Hara.
Swan in the evening moves on.
softly in, so softly he came, but his feet made no din, and he laid his hand on me, and this he did say.
That was Maureen O'Hara, He Moved Through the Fair. And oh, this one. We couldn't have an Irish program, and I being Arthur Hillier, he being Scott McWilliams in the control room there, with Franco Parker. No, he's Irish enough, Frank Parker. Come to me, bend to me.
Bend to me, kiss me good day, darling, my darling, 'tis all I can say. Just come to me, bend to me, kiss me. They've told me I can't be holy till wedding music starts playing. To ease my longing, there's nothing wrong in me standing out here and saying, oh, come to me, bend to me, kiss me. My darling, 'tis all I can say. Just come to me, bend to me, kiss me.
I just thought of, I haven't given you any Irish blessings today, have I? Okay, may you live to comb the hair of your children's children. That's a good one. May you live to comb the hair of your children's children. I do like that one. Yep. And how about, may the road rise to meet you, may the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face, the rains fall soft upon the fields, and may God hold you in the palm of his hand. And this is Morton Downey, and he was known for this song. It's a story about a streetcar, The Rose of Tralee.
The pale moon was rising above the green mountain. The sun was declining beneath the blue sea. when I strayed with my love to the pure crystal fountain that stands in the beautiful vale of Tralee. Though lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet was not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eye ever dawning that made me love Mary, the rose of Tralee. That made me love Mary, the rose of Tralee.
That was the Rose of Tralee. When I went to St. Isaac Jogues Grammar School in Hinsdale, Illinois, many, many years ago, Father Tormey loved to sing for us The Wearin' of the Green. It was actually a very, very sad song about the Irish, but Father Tormey would sing it. He'd have all his kids in tears. And this is the way the Robert Shaw Chorale sings The Wearin' of the Green.
Tandy, and he took me by the hand, and he said, "How's poor old Ireland, and how does she stand?"
"She's the most distressful country that ever you have seen. They're wearing men, and wearing therefore wearing of the green. Then since the colour we must wear is England's cruel and red, sure Ireland's sons will never forget the blood that they have shed.
You may take the shamrock from your hat and cast it on the sod, but 'twill take root, the flourish still, the wonder would destroy.
When the law can stop the blades of grass from glowing as they grow, and when the leaves in summertime their verdure dare not show,
then I will change the colour by wearing my carmine. Until that day, praise God, I sing to wearin' of the green,
to wearin' of the green,
to wearin' of the green."
That was Father Tormey's favorite song so many long, long years ago. For that, The Wearin' of the Green. And Gaelic Storm. This is a favorite with my family. Larry, Mike, Debbie, Vicky, and Jeff, all O'Hellyers themselves, too. The Gaelic Storm with Kiss Me, I'm Irish.
Old songs and old stories, they keep us alive. Without our past, we would never survive. I am my island. My island is me. So you you can do if you don't like what you see. Kiss me, I'm Irish, I am the Wild Rover. My eyes, they are smiling, and I'm seldom sober. I like my whiskey, and I love to dance. So if you're feeling as lucky as me, take a chance and kiss me, I'm Irish. My heart beats a jig, and me blood it flows green. I've been a rogue and a rambler from ocean to sea, and I like a bevy now and then, that I'll never deny. But I only drink on the days of the week that end with a Y. I'm no saint, I'm no sinner, of that there's no doubt. I'll tell you the truth, I am the one that your grandmother warned you about. Wild Rover, my eyes they are smiling, and I'm seldom sober. I like my whiskey, and I love to dance. So if you're feeling as lucky as me, take a chance and kiss me, I'm Irish. Milwaukee, Cleveland and Cork, Kerry, Chicago, Omaha, New York, Belfast and Boston, Donegal and D.C. Raise your glasses and sing, sing, sing with me. Kiss me, I'm Irish, I am the Wild Rover. My eyes, they are smiling, and I'm seldom
was our all-Irish program, and I do hope, I being Art O'Hillier, that you did enjoy it, and Scott Williams brought you the music, and I'd like to close with this. May St. Patrick smile on you, the Lord above bless you, and peace and contentment forever possess you. This is Art O'Hillier, hoping you enjoyed our show today and inviting you to join us again next time here at Party 93.4. This program has been a work of art.